You know,
because what I've noticed, I've been, although I've seen you live, but on YouTube, there's countless videos of yourself.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed with yourself, you smile. You come out, the first thing presents you do is teeth. Teeth and tongue and lips and everything.
Yeah.
Just smiling, having a good time.
Yeah.
That's the major thing for you,
well,
obviously.
I get that from my father. I can't help it. You know what I mean? We call my father Kool-Aid for Kool-Aid smile. He just grinning all the time. I guess I get that from there. But, you know, when you stop and look at it, it's a blessing to do what we love. You know, uh-huh. For you to be paid to play music.
Oh,
and you know what I mean? And just really share what you feel good about. And for me to be able to pick up a pen and pad and create music.
Yeah.
And other parts of the world celebrate it, know the songs and sing along. What is there to not smile about? I mean, when you have those, you know, sure, we all have our troubles and our tribulations, but for me, when I step on stage, like everything, you know, everything's just disappears, and that's just the connection.
Do you realize that how life is so short when you're up on stage and you think, and you're just making people feel happy? Why can't they see that life is too short? Enjoy while you can.
Yeah, I mean that's the overall point. That's the overall point we all should look at. I mean, you know, my shirt I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing a Jay Dilla shirt. Who's a producer? Actually worked on my last album, and he passed away 3 years ago from lupus.
Okay.
And he was very ill for 5 years and did music. Literally, he released the album and died like 2 days later. You know. So you know, just that alone, you know, it just puts everything back in perspective.
That's right.
And we all. You know, I challenge everyone to focus and chase after their dreams no matter
what.
Because, like I said, you only have a certain amount of time. You know, and that's
everywhere
from finding the person that you are in love with and letting that person know where your heart is at to you know, making socks and starting a sock business. You know what I mean?
It's anything. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Take your mind off the negatives.
Take your mind off. You know, at the end of the day, everything is contagious.
Yeah.
So if you do something good for somebody, that's probably contagious.
That's
but
right.
If you carry around negative energy, that's going to be contagious to everyone around
right.
you. And you're not going to be able to break that mold.
And
so,
just like myself, I don't like to hang around with people with negative issues.
Not so much negative issues,
but their mindset. It's just
brings you down as well. If I'm around you, I'm trying to pull you up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we get in the habit of pulling each other up, we'll all get up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
at some point, I'm going to fall down. At some point, you know what I mean?
That's
just inevitable.
We
you know?
All need it.
Yeah, so you all need to get in the habit of pulling people up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to pull people up musically the best way I can and stuff like that. And I appreciate everybody, the audience who pulls me up as well.
You mentioned your dad earlier on. I had goose pimples this morning because I thought, I did log on to YouTube and there was a video of your dad and yourself on the stage. I think it was at a family reunion.
Isn't that crazy? They're YouTubing me at my family reunion now. That's crazy.
Somebody's getting paid.
That's like my little cousins. In the last family, we just had a family reunion in the beginning of this month. I was telling some of my family, I said, I'm looking for those cameras too. Whoever your little rascals put me on YouTube. But it's cool, you know, it's beautiful. I mean, I remember the first time I did a show and there were nothing but cameras in front of me. And I want to say it was London. One of the London shows, there was nothing but cameras in front of me. And so I'm trying to pose for pictures and no one's putting the cameras down. I'm like, what are they doing? And I didn't realize everyone was just taping.
There's camcorders.
You know? Yeah. And it's great. I mean, it helps out and it shoots out the visual of our performance for even more people in the world who don't get a chance to
see it. That's what I was going to actually say. You don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all. The only thing I mind is killing my outfit game.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
like, say you're doing like 3 nights at Jazz Cafe and then from there we're going to Birmingham.
And it's the same.
It's like, okay, I can rock this the first night at Jazz Cafe, then I could probably rock it in Birmingham. But like, I get to Birmingham, they're like, didn't you rock that at Jazz Cafe? I saw that on YouTube. You're like, I can't wear this jacket anymore. You know, so
and for that, you must carry the same, different clothing.
You can't even rock the same sneakers now. It's like they killed the whole game. Everyone got the show. I mean, there's times where people will actually say the place and outfit. In L.A., you wore that blue shirt right there in L.A. for the L.A. show.
Yeah.
And I saw your sneakers at the... I'm like, oh, wow. You know, so it's a good excuse to go shopping, I guess. You know?
Oh, brilliant. So where did it all begin? Where did it all begin for you?
Oh, man, it all began in the family room of my parents' house. You know, my pop playing the guitar and my sister
was... 'Cause he can sing.
In bands. Yeah. He can blow, man.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, you know, he still sings at the church, gets up there with the men's chorus and leads, and they get their little rock on and stuff. So, but he can really, really sing really good. And just my family's musical. My sister is an interior decorator, but growing up, as her being my older sister, she sang in bands and had piano lessons. That's where I really got most, just following her around all the time. And then, you know, from singing in church from like almost day one as well.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's what I was going to ask you, the church thing about, because whilst watching that video, there was an emphasis on Jesus.
Yeah.
The song was called I've Learned. Or is that the name of the song, or is it something that you ooh, yourself and your dad made up? Funny enough, I was going to ask you if you could sing it.
Yeah, let me see.
I've learned
how to live holy.
That's correct.
I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I gain eternal light.
The next verse.
What's the way?
I wish I had it actually.
Because me and my father was singing, so I always listened for his part.
Yeah. Because he was
when
interact.
I see Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
When I see Jesus, amen. All of my heartaches, all of my tribulations will soon be over. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus' name of the song. Okay, I was trying to remember the name of the song. Yeah.